Hello, everybody, and welcome to the holiday special. In this long episode, I will be doing a series of different types and Lent episodes, and I hope you enjoy it, and Merry Christmas. Okay, see you in the next segment. Bye. Hey, guys. Welcome to the first segment of the holiday special. Okay, I just don't want to waste any time on the intro, so let's get into it. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about my favorite biomes, and all of them, too. let's get right into it. By the way, I hope you like that little intro at the start, and also Merry Christmas. Okay, so my biomes that I like for trees, forest biomes, I mean, I like oak a lot. Jungle is so-so. What else is there? Dark oak I like. I keep calling it taiga. Yeah, that's dark oak, right? Yeah, that's dark oak. So I like that type of wood. I like spruce is what I'm trying to say. Spruce and oak are my two favorite woods. Birch, I hate it. Acacia is okay. Jungle's okay. What am I missing? I think that's all of them. And the mangrove and the new trees, mangrove, I might like. I don't know yet. Cause yeah, I just think birch looks bad. I don't know why. It's just I hate the color of it. I don't know why. So my favorite biomes, for the trees, I would say spruce, because they're also very rare, and I like when you find them. Okay, number two, my favorite ocean biome. Now this is really hard, because I don't know many ocean biomes. Warm ocean, lukewarm ocean, cold ocean, deep cold ocean, luke. No, I don't even know if that's a thing. Warm ocean is a thing, though. So I think of warm ocean because it spawns coral reefs the most. And coral reefs are really cool. They also spawn monuments and shipwrecks, but everything spawns that, generally. They also spawn ruined portals, which is cool, but I don't like when they sink your ship. That's all I can say. So my award for my favorite ocean goal. So I'm gonna do this in an announcer voice, okay? So the 2021 holiday special award for favorite MC Noobs biome goes to warm ocean! Woo! Yeah, let's go! Okay, so the next one is, what are they called? Why can't I think of the word? Well, like, there's plains, there's meadow. Oh, actually, let's do a 1v1. Plains v meadow. Which one do I like more? Well, so I would say I like meadow because it has tall grass and it has rabbits, which you don't find much. But I like plains because it has more trees. But then it's also not that great because it doesn't have but meadow has a lot of animals. Plains has some animals and no rabbits, and it doesn't have enough seeds, which meadows also are harder to build in because you have to clear out the seeds, but they're also good for farms. So that's really hard. But yeah, the 2021 best meadow v plains biome goes from MC Noob goes to meadow. So I like meadow more because of the seeds for farming, and I like farming. But yeah, okay. So what else is there? I already said the really the three categories of them. But now I have to do jungle, ice spikes, mesa. And, yeah, jungle, ice spikes, and mesa. I think that's it, right? Jungle, ice spikes, and mesa. Yeah. So, my favorite biome for the top three rarest, which is actually true. Mesa, jungle, and ice spikes are the top three rarest biomes, I believe. I know there's 44 biomes, so I can't think of any. But ice spikes has a lot of different ice categories, so it's less rare. But mesa is amazing because I love the terracotta. And it's gold. Gold is the best. We all know that. Also, if you type in the C5558, you spawn right next to an oak forest and a mesa. Free golden apples. Forest, apples, and what's it called? Mesa, gold. So, golden apples. Ha. So, that's a great seed. 5558. If you're on a Nintendo Switch console edition, Bedrock. I play on Bedrock now. I actually thought I played it on Java for a little bit on my computer. And then, because I didn't have a Switch. Then I got a Switch. So, but I just kept the name Tails from Java just because. Also, I did have to remove my Tails from Java. I'm sorry about that. Or Tails from Bedrock 4. Because my brother was screaming in it. Huh. Yeah. Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. And in the next segment, I will be rating all my favorite biomes. Okay, bye-bye. We are back, and I hope you guys are enjoying this holiday special. Also, I hope you like this music in the background. I've never used this one, but I don't usually use this one, but I hope you like it. You can also give me some suggestions on which music you like. So just tell me in the poll or the question if you like the music that I put in, and I'll tell you what it's called and I'll play that more. So my favorite personally is Faster Faster Bridging. If you look at December 2nd, which is when I'm recording this, actually, but I'm doing a lot of segments for my holiday special, but that's when I'm recording this right now. If you look at December 2nd episode, 1.18, I will have Faster Faster Bridging in. It goes like dun 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 dun, but yeah, so that's my favorite, but we are not here to talk about my favorite music. We are here for Minecraft. So, now, the top five lists of my personal favorite biomes. Number five goes to... jungle! Wait, did I actually say which my favorite biome is for Mesa? Or it's Mesa, by the way. So, my fifth favorite is... jungle! My fourth favorite goes to ice spikes. My third favorite goes to plains. My second favorite biome goes to oak forest. Woo, yeah. And my number one top favorite biome from MC Noob's rating, the official rating, quote unquote, is meadow. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, so my favorite biome is meadow. Yeah, so I forgot to actually rate desert, but if I would rate it, I would rate it number six. Actually, let's keep going. My sixth favorite biome, it goes to the desert. Let's go. My seventh favorite biome goes to... actually, my first would be spruce, not oak. never mind. My first disappears. And my seventh goes to the oak. Let's go, people. Yeah, to oak. Okay. And my eighth goes to the bump. Silence. Birch. Woo! Yeah, let's go, brother. And I forgot to actually mention, I'm not mentioning oceans in this, but I'll rate that differently after this. I think I'm on ninth. My ninth favorite goes to, can I do that? I don't think I can. Can I do that twice? Yeah, jungle. So not jungle wood. That's not a biome though. So jungle wood, yeah. And my tenth, that's really hard. My 10th would be, I can't think. I have no idea. River biome, sure. Yeah, that's my 10th. Yeah, that's kind of not a good biome. Okay, so yeah, sorry about that. Now I hope you guys enjoyed this, but we're gonna do one more rating. My top three oceans. Number one goes to the warm ocean. My second favorite goes to the lukewarm ocean. And my third favorite goes to the cold ocean. Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. The first kind of episode in all my holiday special. But yeah. Okay. MC Noob is out. Bye bye. Hey guys, what's up? MC Noob here. And in this segment of my holiday special, I will be doing name tags. So, I don't really need an intro for this, but yeah. Okay, so let's get right into it. So name tags are where you can find them. You can find them in a structure chest, like almost every one, like pretty much every single structure you can find them in. Except NCT, you can find them in NCTs actually. You can find them in every single structure. And basically what they look like is they're a tag and you can name them. It's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, like, it's pretty self-explanatory. Okay, about that. Sorry. My phone just fell. So, yeah, sorry. So name tags can be found in everywhere actually, and yeah, so what you can do with them. So name tags, if you get an anvil, which is crafted from 3 iron blocks and 4 iron, you can put the name tag on the anvil, and you can type in what you want to name the name tag, and then basically you can put it on an animal, any mob except villagers. Oh no, never mind. You can actually put it on villagers, but you cannot put it on wandering traders. Sorry about the slip up there. Yeah, so you can put it on all mobs really. And I personally use name tags for naming mobs or zombies for my iron farms, and also just naming villagers. Fun stuff. It's fun. What else can you use name tags for? You can't craft them. You cannot craft them. But there are some cool things that you can do with them that I'll be going over in the next segment. And yeah, I just wanted to say again, Merry Christmas to all of you. By the way, I was working on this episode for 25 days exactly. So this is actually recorded on December 2nd. same day as the last one. Last two segments. Because it's in the same episode, so segment, really. Yeah. So, I just also just quickly wanted to say that, and I don't need to give outros, because if I give outros, it's not really segments anymore. It's just a bunch of different episodes. It's pretty dumb. Yeah. So, name tags. What they are used for, we know. Well, actually, I'll tell you what they're used for. You kind of guys don't know. So, to use them, you name it, whatever you want to name something. And you take it and you left click it in your, when it's in your hand, on an animal or villager or mob. And it will, when you hover over it with your crosshair, it will show what you named it on the top of the screen. When it dies, it will not give you the name tag, so that's sad. It's a waste of a name tag if it dies. Like if your horse, you name it Peppa Pig or whatever, and it falls in lava, you don't get the name. Well, I mean, if someone kills it, you won't get your name tag back. Because if it fell in lava, you wouldn't get anything back. Because it's lava, right? Yeah. So, now we know what they're used for. Well, you kind of, yeah. I'll keep going. Also, this is really fast paced because I'm excited for some reason. I have no idea. I don't know what I'm saying. Okay, so you can use to make iron farms because you have to name the zombie so it doesn't despawn, so it freaks out the villagers. I will be doing an episode on farms. I think I already did, but I'll do another one. Maybe in the holiday special I should do it. Maybe. But yeah. So now we know what name. Well, another thing. That's pretty much it, actually. You can't really use it for anything else. You can name your chicken, horse, or whatever. But, yeah. If you want to have a good iron farm design, this is kind of off topic, but if you want a good iron farm design, go look up JWHISP, J-W-H-I-S-P. He's pretty famous, and he's one of my favorite YouTubers. And look up iron farm, and he'll show you how to make a 1.17 iron farm. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed this segment of a 2-segment name tag episode, and I will see you guys in the next segment. Okay, MC Noob out. Bye bye. Hey, what's up, guys? MC Noob is back. Yeah. By the way, I'm gonna try not to put any ads in the holiday special. It's a holiday special. I wanted to make it fun. I will make less money, but that's fine. I don't really make any money right now. I will start making money soon. But yeah. Okay. So now I'm gonna talk about a few, cool things you can do and, name things with name tags. Number one, if you name something Ditterbone, D-I-D-D-E-R-B-O-N-E, anything, it will, and when you name it something, that it will flip upside down. That's pretty cool, because it originated from, I think it was, there's a creator named Ditterbone, that created Minecraft, and basically he just couldn't get his screen to flip the right way. It was always flipped upside down, which was weird, but that's how it originated. So now whenever you name it Ditterbone, that's what comes up. Yeah, so it just turns around. Okay, another cool one that I don't know how it originated. If you name something Jeb underscore, so J-E-B underscore, it will turn into, a sheep. It has to be a sheep. But if you name a sheep Jeb underscore, it will turn into a rainbow sheep. Yay, I love rainbows. Yeah, so for all you rainbow fanatics out there, I actually don't know what color wool it would shear. I think it would shear a red wool or something. I don't know what color. I need to try this, actually. But I have done Ditterbone before, but I haven't done Jeb before. I've done Ditterbone on a horse. It's pretty cool. Also, if you name something Grum, it will also turn upside down. G-R-U-M-N, I think it is. It will turn upside down, but don't count on that because I've never tried it. But that's what I've heard. I think if you know, that's not it. Oh yeah, so this one I didn't know about until I watched a YouTube video on rabbits. So if you name a rabbit Toast, T-O-A-S-T, it won't turn black. The reason is because there was a Minecraft fan whose rabbit went missing, which was sad, and they never found it. So in honor of the rabbit, they named whenever you name a rabbit Toast, it turns black. Because the rabbit's name was Toast, and they never found him. The rabbit went missing. Okay, I'm trying to think of another one. Yeah, I think that's it. Okay. I'm sorry that this was a quick 2 segments, but it was short and sweet. So, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I need to stop making outros. Because the episode's not done yet. Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. In the next segment, I think I'll be doing it about Herobrine. Okay, MC Noob is out for the segment. Okay, bye guys.